Hi, everyone. First of all, sorry about it just being a little bit long since I've posted, but I've had a lot of opportunities to kind of travel the U.S., talk with coaches, talk with other sports psychologists, and really be able to see how to better help athletes. And that's what it's all about, right? We want our athletes to have personal growth, but at the same time, you know, we should all be seeking that personal growth at the same time. So I am Jackie with Elite Performance, and I do sports psychology coaching with athletes really all over the world. And it's been really exciting and great. And my cross country season just started, which has been just a joy. And I love seeing the growth in teams as well. And as I got through my cross country camp, and as I've been working with athletes beginning their season, I'm working a lot with goal setting. And that's what I wanted to talk about today, goal setting. Many coaches do a great job on what goals you have for yourself. All right, that sounds great. But when an athlete says a goal that is not crystal clear, I always wonder, how does that help you, or how do you know you even reached the goal? Here's the example. Did some goal setting in the spring. At least 5 athletes wrote down on their goal setting page for their long-term goal, I want to PR. Now, just using those words, you know, I want my personal record, I want my personal best, you're not being very crystal clear on what you want. There was no number. In their mind, they know what personal best is, but I'm not even saying their mind. Go backwards just a little bit. When you say, I want to have a PR, your subconscious brain does not know what that means. Your conscious brain does, but your subconscious does not. And if we truly want to hit another level in athletics, our subconscious brain has to be a part of that. So if you're athletes, or even at home and you're a parent and you're just asking what their goals are and, oh, I just want to do my best, they are going to struggle getting that goal because they're not being crystal clear on what they want. The more crystal clear they are in their goal setting, the more likely they are to hit it because the subconscious understands the direction they want to go. Your subconscious is really the mastermind behind everything that an athlete is doing. And so what that looks like is you say a concrete goal. I am going to run a 19-minute 5K. Fantastic. Okay. We use numbers. It is specific. And so what happens is that now everything has like scattered jigsaw pieces. And your subconscious is going to take those jigsaw puzzle pieces and start building a path on how to get there. And so it's not like our conscious mind has to keep thinking about, okay, how do I get to that 19-minute 5K? How do I get to this certain time? Your subconscious is paving the way on how to do that. It is problem solving. It is your problem solver. But if you say, I'm going to do my personal best, your subconscious is not going to latch onto that. Okay. So rule number one, when you're goal setting, be crystal clear on what you want. Number two, create a plan. All right. So we have these big deal goals. Okay. We have our long-term goals. We know what we want at the end of the summer, but how in the world are you going to get there? And when you think about everything you have to do, that's where we get anxiety. That's where we get into brain overwhelm. That's when we get into overthinking. And when we get into overthinking in our conscious brain, none of it tends to happen. So think about a day, a really busy day where you had a ton of stuff to do. And sometimes it was just so much, you didn't do some of it. You didn't do some of it because you felt overwhelmed. You felt like it was too much. So when it comes to goal setting, take little pieces at a time to focus on. Short-term goal. Have a short-term goal for like the month of August or whatever your month is that you're working on. Have a short-term goal. And when you achieve that short-term goal in that month, it should be helping you to get to that long-term goal. Now, a question that other coaches had for me this summer as I was doing presentations for their teams is, what happens if the athlete's long-term goal is way above their ability? Have them keep it. Keep the long-term goal, right? We want to keep the dream alive because who knows, they might hit it. I had a male athlete who ran 21s in a 5K, 21s, and then one day he ran a 17-minute 5K. And I'm like, you had this in you the whole time? He's like, yeah, I just felt like running today. And I'm like, whoa, okay. So you never know really what's inside of an athlete. So always keep that long-term goal, but then you can call it a sub-goal. Okay, you have your long-term goal, and then what would be a sub-goal? Like something that's just a little less than that, and then create that short-term goal for the end of the month. Okay, if you hit the short-term goal at the end of the month, can you hit your long-term goal by the end of the season? If the answer is yes, then again, you're paving the way to excellence. You're paving the way to get that goal. Have a plan. In addition, in my 10-week program, what we do is we do this effective goal setting where we look at risks we take. Okay. If we're not taking risks, we're not growing. Okay. In the beginning of the season is an excellent way to work in those risks, because by the end of the season, you want them feeling very comfortable making moves when they need to. And then you want to work on strategy. How are you going to apply this to competition? And then you want to apply their mental strength, okay? What is a mental strength component? What is a sports psychology component that you are going to add into your competition to make you a little bit better, okay? So when you take the steps to success, risk-taking, strategy, mental strength, and their short-term goal, if they accomplish all of that by the end of the month, could they hit their long-term goal? And the goal is, our goal is, as coaches, as parents, right? Our goal is that the answer is yes, okay? Now, if they fail first competition, that's okay. That's why we're giving them a month, okay? They want to start getting into those steps to allow them to be successful, all right? I call it the steps to success in my 10-week program. It's really important that they have some sort of plan in order to get to a short-term goal that's going to allow them to build to their long-term goal. And then you repeat as you move into the next month. And then you repeat again as you get into championship season, okay? So if you think about it, we have four steps in the month of August, or your first month of competition. And then you have four more steps in the next month. Those are eight skill sets that your athlete now has. And then by the time the third month comes around, which the end of the month typically is championship season, they can have up to 12 skill sets that they didn't have at the beginning of the season. So again, instead of their mind exploding with overthinking that they have to do X, Y, Z, just do the little stuff. And sometimes the little stuff seems not important. But remember that when you focus on the little things, it turns into the results at the end. So let me know how your goal setting goes. I'm excited for everyone beginning their season, and really have a plan with your goal setting. Set your long-term goal, set your short-term goal, and then just be ready to take those steps to success. If you have questions, always feel free to let me know. I love helping athletes, and I will see you all soon. Take care, everybody.